This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Kelly and Ramya, time is flying. We've had several conversations already that we've been taking notes from because we want to use our Greek yogurt in different ways. We want to find out how much people are winning at the Dawson City ice break contest, ice pool contest, I think is what you officially call it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, how to keep the pests away from our pets. I got both of those words right. Thank you. Thanks for noticing. That's just half of the show. We still got a whole other half here with Kelly McDonald and Ramya Amadhin, the hosts of today's show.
Well, let's not talk about mites and stuff like that, getting into cherry wood in a little bit. Yeah. I was surprised when Kim said that about the ice cream. You think, isn't it cold enough? Why would you think ice cream? But I'm sorry. I like ice cream, even in the winter. Folks, we're going to continue our march of community reporters as they file through here. We're going to visit with Kim Thistle in St. John's, Newfoundland, as she joins us to tell us a little bit about what's going on there. And Kim, I have to say, I think your first item, as we welcome you back to the show, is something that you're going to hear people go on about. A couple of amazing personalities in Canada have hit the road.
Oh, you got it. Canadian icons, I would say. Amazing personalities, amazing icons. And you know what? I've never seen Jan Arden in concert. My friend said she's fabulous and she's funny in her own right. So I guess I should back up. Yes, two amazing Canadian icons, Jan Arden and Rick Mercer, are doing, what's the name of their show? Okay, I can't remember. And this and all that or something. Jeez, I forgot to write down the name. My apology. But the two of them are performing at Mile One Stadium, or Mary Brown State Center, renamed, my apologies, here in St. John's. And it's $65 to $148. So May the 2nd to the 3rd. So I'm excited. Oh, Will They or Won't They tour. That's the name of it. So unscripted, unrehearsed, and just letting them rip, I suppose. So I hope, you know, I would think they'd be able to fill a couple hours of just talking. And Rick Mercer is beloved Newfoundlander. So having him here on the Rock, it's going to be very nice to see him. I loved him in, you know, Rick Mercer's report. And, you know, he writes blogs or books and things like that. So I think it's going to be a fun, entertaining evening. And, you know, you never know. Will they or won't they?
Yeah, well, when you talk about the political aspects of Rick's humor and the things that he can bring out, Jan Arden and her fantastic songwriting, but what that means is, to me, storytelling. Both of them have that by the horns as a skill they probably, you know, do inside out, backwards and forwards in their sleep. Plus, the sense of humor. I mean, these are two people who are bold, who, you know, may take you back a moment and say, whoa, did I hear that? Or did they say that? I mean, I've heard colleagues over there at CBC talking about these guys and the endless stories that these people will share. And some of them you stop and say, really? And when I say that, I don't mean off color. I don't mean, you know, weird, nasty, where you say, whoa, where's the HR department? I just simply mean, wow. Comfortable, bold, that make you smile, but inclusive, and people who aren't shy to be open. So I can imagine these shows will vary in length, audience size will just really take it in. And these are two people who know Canada very well, have been everywhere in Canada. So when they're there, whether Rick grew up there or not, the point is, we're here. I know here. There's stuff we can joke about, things we can say, things we can relate to. So I think this is going to be an incredibly popular tour that we haven't seen across Canada in a long time.
There's something different, obviously. Hey, like, we're not saying that she's performing her latest hits, or we're not saying he's doing a rant. It's very much what is going to be in store. And I guess that's the will day or won't day. Is he going to do a rant? Yes. Is he not going to do a rant? Is she going to sing? Is she not going to sing? Is he going to sing? You know? Yeah. So will they or won't they? So I'm really looking forward to it. I have tickets. So there's four of us going. So it should be interesting. And I should add also, with the tickets prices, with the here in St. John's, you have an attendant pass. You buy one ticket and your attendant can get in for free. So I like that. We split the cost of tickets too.
Yes.
So it's, you know, and it's somewhat accessible. I find, like, you come in You got stairs to get up there or a ramp. You come into the now Mary Brown Center. The hockey rink is used as a basketball court used for entertainment. So you're on the level, but then you got to go up the stairs. It's almost like a bowl-like shape, right? So you're up the stairs, and then you're on your level, and then you got to go down the stairs to your seats or go to the right or to the left. So for me, having a sighted guide is certainly beneficial to get to the seat and whatnot. So I just hope I can hear everything they say without it being too fast that I miss it.
Yeah, or loud and carrying on or over. And who knows how they'll divide it up, how much they're together or how much they're individually perform. But I think this is something people will follow all over Canada, and people will try to see them twice because of, like you said, will they, won't they? What's going to happen tonight that didn't happen last week? Great. Thanks, Kim.
Mm-hmm. So we have a May the 4th shout out that we need to do. Oh my gosh, my
exactly.
thing is, I can't find it. But anyways, who is presenting and what is going on?
Okay, because it's called Magic Storm Events. So I'm not familiar with this company or organization, but it's called May the 4th. So May the, not the 4th with you, the 4th is May the number 4. So any of your Star Wars fans, am I correct? I love Star Wars, but I want to make sure I get the right, it's not Star Trek.
You just want to be sure we don't know enough to correct you.
Right. So I have to say, I went to an event last week as a volunteer, and my very first time doing a sci-fi convention. Wow. To be there even more days and see the different costumes and see the things that were being sold and what. So I would suspect that this would be similar. It's a Magic Storm event put off by them from 10 to 3 p.m. on May the 4th, obviously, Tori. So they have vendors and photos. You can get photos and favorite characters, and it's in a nice location too. That's an accessible building. So it's Columbus Hall on St. Clair Avenue in the center of town. So I think it's going to be a wonderful family event. So dress up. And what I thought was cute in the sci-fi convention that I went to was there was a lot of children dressed up. So I suspect that this event would be the same thing. And they said, droids welcome, humanoids not so. So I thought it was a cute little tagline.
They seem to have like a pretty good presence on Facebook, Kim, this group, and do run a lot of other events aside from this one. So it's local community?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Community groups. And I'm still being in awe of all the different things that are available because I go to my go-to sources, which might be the City of St. John's calendar.
Right.
But Facebook, there's so much more posted on Facebook. And that's why some of these, like Jan Arden and Rick Mercer, I can tell you the website, marybrowncenter.ca. But these next two I'm talking about, there was no website. It was just Facebook posting. So I could find a way to post, to let our audience know where to find it.
Yeah, well, if it's...
And they didn't have a price for the entry fee.
Okay, well, I mean, if you're a super fan, then you'll go anyway, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember going to some of these things, covering it for MITV and feeling like a fish out of water, but also being surprised of how much I did know that I realized through social media, through really just the world, just being around, you hear things, you say, oh, that's what it is, just that's the way it is. Kim, I want us to get into something that we know is coming next month, Mother's Day Floral Warehouse. What's this?
Well, this is something interesting. I hadn't come across it before. So it's an actual local, Teresa James has a local business. So I'm saying, let's support local. And so she's offering warehouse prices on floral arrangements. So I thought it was really nice. And for me, I'm a gardener and I was hoping maybe there might be plants there, but perhaps it may all be floral. But when you look on their website, it was, they talked about dried flowers. They talked about realistic looking flowers and then the actual stem. So I'm just reading a little bit. So you can choose a ready-made arrangement or bouquet. Obviously Mother's Day is coming up along around the corner. They suggest you can bring your mom's favorite vase and set it up yourself, or they will do it for you, and your own stems. And it's range in prices, so I thought it was reasonable, like a stem from $1 to $25, arrangements from $15 to 300. So you can, you know, I guess you must be getting a very exotic plant flower.
Oh, yeah.
And bouquet. So for me, I was curious to go down there. I love flowers and I love plants, and it just feels like getting back into spring. And I'm a person that typically buys my own flowers as well. Like typically when I go to the supermarket every 2 weeks, I like having fresh flowers on my table. So I think this would be a nice opportunity to go and, you know, smell it and look at it and touch it. Mm-hmm.
And the conversations, right, Kim? Like, especially somebody like yourself who enjoys her flowers. You know, I know we're talking a bit of a different, but mainly making arrangements.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe watching them do it. And it seems like they're even encouraging you to make it yourself. So I said, okay, this is just a cute thing to bring your little kid with you, and buy something for Nan or their mom. And like I said, or do be like me, I go buy for myself. I have two kids, but I don't.
$300, Kim. $300. Anyone else? $30. Okay, if you're being extravagant, you know. But for Kim, for me, that's that $300 expended.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
I like to see what's there. I love just to view it. I'm on the type that goes to a garden center or the greenhouses that are here, and I got to go up and down the aisles in every greenhouse just to see it all.
Well, it's also good for us, because how else do we get to know about stuff unless you go and check it out, maybe ask the question or get close up? You know, these online things, these books, whatever, in the olden days, Kim, they don't do a lot for us. So awesome, awesome event. It sounds really great. And that's the May 10th. 11 and 12.
The Merchant Road. 312 the Merchant Road. May 10th, 11th, awesome. And 12th from 9 a.m. to 7 a.m. 7 p.m.
Yeah, boy, they'd be a little upset. What are you doing here at 4 in the morning looking at flowers? Get out of here. Thanks, Kim. <I know.
laughs> Thank you. Take care. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Kim Thistle joining us. She'll be back next month. We'll discuss things going on in St. John's, as well as Newfoundland and Labrador, as we cover off the air, as we do this with our community reporters. They visit with us once a month on the program. We'll do another one tomorrow at the top of our second hour.
We covered a few things for enthusiasts during that report. That is, if you know which camp you are, Star Trek or Star Wars. Whew, that was scary. Let's take a break and come back with woodworking. Jeff Thompson's going to tell us about his recent endeavor into making a cherry tea box. We'll find out what that is exactly as well. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. There's more great conversation with Kelly and Ramya right around the corner.
Hi, I'm Ramya Amuthan. Join me weekly for AMI Audiobook Review, the podcast that explores new titles, introduces us to famous narrators, and updates what's hot at the Center for Equitable Library Access. Download episodes of AMI Audiobook Review from your favorite podcast provider.